In Washington state, people convicted of crimes are required to surrender their firearms to law enforcement officials. But people with restraining orders against them, even in cases where there are serious threats of domestic violence, almost never have to give up their arms. Well, the New York Times looked into the situation here in Washington state, and in a story headlined, "In Some States, Gun Rights Trump Orders of Protection," they found dozens of gun-related crimes committed by people subject to recently issued civil protection orders. They included attempted murder and kidnapping. At least five times over the last decade, women in Washington state were shot to death less than a month after obtaining protection orders. Now, under federal law, a person who's subject to a protection order is not allowed to keep their weapon, but that law is not enforced here. Domestic violence activists want that to change. The bill has passed the Washington House overwhelmingly to do that. Leading the charge has been Roger Goodman, a Democrat who represents Kirkland. Roger Goodman, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's good to be back. Thanks.
There's something I don't understand about this, Roger. If it's against federal law for a person under a restraining order to own a weapon, why is the law not enforced here?
That's a really good question. Federal agents, I suppose, could enforce federal law, but state and federal laws are different on this topic. This is one of the fundamental questions. The Washington State Constitution, Article 1, Section 24, guarantees firearms rights for individuals to a much greater degree than the Second Amendment. We always hear about the Second Amendment. To the U.S. Constitution. And so gun rights in Washington state are much more secure than under federal law. And so under state law, our own state law, we are not as restrictive on possession of firearms, even in the case of someone who's subject to a domestic violence order. And that's why I introduced the bill, because I think that's unacceptable.
Well, explain what the law is and how it changes what the New York Times called gun rights trumping orders of protection. What does it do?
The bill I introduced, House Bill 1840, which passed the House by a vote of 61-37 last week, is in the Senate now, and it would say that if you are subject to a protection order or a no-contact order or a restraining order, there's different types of orders in cases of domestic violence, sexual assault, harassment, child custody, divorce, and so forth. If you're subject to one of those orders and the order tells you to not be violent with the other person, you know, not use physical force, then at that point you must surrender your weapons while the order is in place. And if you do possess weapons, that is a crime. And that currently under state law is not the case. If you have a weapon and you're subject to a protection order, it's a violation of federal law, but not state law.
Now, the National Rifle Association told the New York Times that gun rights should not be taken away for anything less serious than a felony conviction. And a protection order, although serious, is not as serious as a felony conviction. What's your response to that?
Well, under state law already, if you are convicted of assault in the fourth degree, we have assault in the first degree and second degree and so forth, assault one, two, and three are all felonies. Assault in the fourth degree is basically domestic violence. If you go to a local court, a district court or a municipal court, it's assault four. Those are the DV cases. And if you're convicted of assault in the fourth degree and you possess a weapon afterwards, that is already illegal under state law. So we already say that you can't have a gun if you're convicted of a misdemeanor.
But are you subject to a protection order? Can you be subject to a protection order if you've never even been convicted of anything?
Oh, sure. And that's one of the arguments, is that, well, geez, you haven't even been convicted of a crime yet. How could you lose your gun rights? Well, the point I'm trying to make is there's enough evidence for a court to issue an order telling you to stay away from somebody else because you have been violent with them. These are, you know, they've been charged with a domestic violence offense. Very often the prosecutor will bring what's called a no-contact order, which the victim doesn't even want sometimes, but the prosecutor on behalf of the state will say, this guy's dangerous, and we need him to stay away from you. And even under those cases, the person is not subject to, and isn't required to surrender his firearms. And so what we're saying is that this really dangerous window between the time of the charge of the offense and the conviction of the offense is a real high-stakes period, and we don't want to make what's already an explosive situation lethal. And we've had many too many cases of women being shot by their boyfriends or by their husbands after they received a protection order because they were allowed to keep their firearms.
Representative Roger Goodman, if this passes the Senate, gets signed into law by the governor, if a restraining order is issued against the husband or wife, for that matter, who would be responsible for figuring out that they owned a gun, and who would be responsible for confiscating that gun?
Okay, that's another complicated question. These are great questions you're asking. The King County Sheriff's Office, not that long ago, actually developed a protocol for surrender of weapons and inventory and storage or quarantine of these weapons, and it worked really well. Very often what happens is the law enforcement officer shows up on the scene, a domestic violence call, and will ask at that point how many weapons are there and take an inventory. And that's voluntary, but it worked pretty well so that at trial, when the court asked the offender, how many weapons do you have, and he said, I have two, and they knew from the scene way back when that he had nine or ten, that he was lying. Now, there's no guarantee that we're going to be able to track down every single weapon, and so these are only sort of steps in the right direction. But the bill that I've introduced, House Bill 1840, does require law enforcement agencies to develop protocols for the surrender of weapons and for identifying them and storing them and so forth. Now, if the order is lifted, then you get your weapons back. And so we're saying that during this period, you know, you're going to have to surrender your weapons. But and then if you're convicted, well, then you lose your gun rights. So
There is no, as I understand it, hearing right now scheduled in the state Senate. It passed the House in your body, but it needs to go through the Senate. We tried to talk to the Republican chair of the committee that would have to pass through it. He didn't want to talk about it, but I understand there's no hearing even scheduled. Is the NRA opposition to this, you think, going to stall it in the Senate? What's your best bet?
I actually have great hope that this bill is going to be enacted into law. I tried this back in 2010. I've been doing domestic violence legislation. I have a domestic violence working group I've convened for quite a number of years, and this issue just keeps coming up. And in the 2010 legislation, this provision was stripped out, and I was kind of a naive young legislator at that point, and so I've figured
out. And now you're a grizzled veteran.
Yeah, at this point, I know. Actually, it really is a better understanding of the law, the distinctions between the federal and the state law here. So I've tailored the bill narrowly to, again, protect what Washington State has, you know, greater gun rights than the federal government. So I really, you know, sort of drawn it very carefully so that it's passable, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm the chair of the Public Safety Committee in the House. I've met a number of times with the chair of the Law and Justice Committee of the Senate, and he has promised that he will hold a hearing on this.
Senator Patton,
yeah.
You'll get a hearing on it. You're pretty sure about that. Hey, Roger
Absolutely.
Goodman. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
Representative Roger Goodman explaining a law that he has gotten through the House, and it would require that people who are under a protection order give up their guns.